Hi.
Hey, Heather, this is Sarah.
This is Sarah. Hi.
Sarah, this is Heather. Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, so Eunice is lovely.
Yeah.
Can we put her on the roster? And if you want to talk about James,
well,
that's fine.
I mean, Mr. Hine, I spoke with him this morning, and he said that it's really just a coincidence that this happened after what happened yesterday, and that he really does want to stay with your father. And if you want, can we split it maybe between the both of them?
I mean, it's enough hours to split between them, but I need you to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is this: he didn't call me, and he didn't call you.
That's right. My
concern with this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's my real concern with this. I never had an aide do nothing like that.
No, and I spoke. I asked him, and he said, "Well, you told me to reach out to the case coordinator, but he didn't have the case coordinator's information." I said, "Well, then why not call me and let me know that, you know?"
Why not call me and let me know?
Yeah.
But that's like I said, it's a little suspect. He didn't have a lot of patience yesterday.
Okay.
And he did say, he was like, I don't have a lot of patience for this. And so I asked him between around 9:30 when my dad went to bed, I said, "Listen, if this is not for you, just tell me. No, like, no harm, no foul.
Yeah,
everything's not a fit." And he said, "I'll see you." And he said, "I'll see you." I said, "Okay, I'll see you tomorrow." He said, "What time?" I said, "9. He said, "I'll be here at 8. But he, as you see, he didn't even text me until 8:30.
Yeah.
And he's been late. I'm going to be honest with you. James has been late. You can see his clock in time.
Yeah, I know. I did see that.
So,
and I did talk to him about that today too. I said, you know, the respite hours start at 8 a.m. You know, so
and he knows
okay.
that because
all
I
right.
told him that, but what I was explaining that to him.
Okay, and you like Eunice? You're happy with her?
Very.
She took good care of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's a different. She has a little more patience.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I will do whatever you ask of me. That's fine.
I mean, listen, I think that James needs somebody who's a little easier to get along with.
Okay.
And that may just not be my dad. That might not be it. Now, he can, like, if you need, like, she needs a break or to fill those respite hours,
mm-hmm.
that's fine, and you and her can work that out. But for
mm-hmm.
right now, I think she should be the
You want
domain,
her to be the
right?
primary caregiver.
Yes.
Okay.
So as far as I'm concerned, unless Eunice,
okay.
she see it going out when I called you.
Right.
So I'm like, I think that's a better solution
right.
for right now. Because,
so
like I said, I don't,
mm-hmm.
I need a reason to support him coming back at this point.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, he did tell me. Yeah, he did tell me that his family member had a stroke last night. So that was why he was unable to.
Tell him
yeah.
I'm so very, very, very sorry.
I will. But I will. Is it okay? I'm gonna speak with Eunice and get her availability and make sure she and see what she's able to cover. And
okay.
if need be, I will reach out to James and let him know all of this. And he will probably be calling you to discuss. So, and I will give him whatever hours she's unable to cover. And I'll see if there's anything else I have available for him in the area anyway. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And but for now, we're going to keep Eunice as your primary caregiver. And I'll work out a schedule with her today, okay?
Okay.
And I will keep you posted. I'll keep you updated, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Heather. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.